Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we especially thank you that you are present with us. We don't have to do anything, a special song or a special repetitive prayer. You are here, you are among us because we are, for the most part, believers. We do always and everywhere give you thanks. Now we would ask that you would find our worship pleasing in your sight as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I invite you to rise and join us in worshiping our good and gracious King, our loving Father.
The throne of glory, nothing in my hands I bring but the promise of repentance, acceptance from a good and gracious King. I will give to you my burden as you give to me your strength. Come and fill me with your spirit as I sing out to you this praise. You deserve the greater glory. Overcome, I lift my voice that you would see me as your child and as your friend, safe, secure in you forever. I pour out my praise again. You deserve the greater glory.
King.
Holy, holy,
holy, holy,
of the greater glory. Overcome, I lift my voice to the King in need of nothing. Empty-handed, I rejoice. You deserve the greater glory. Overcome with joy, I sing. By your love, I am accepted. You're good and gracious, King.
I just want to take a minute here to just receive the love of the Father. Just feel like He's speaking that love over us and casting out all of the lies that we buy into, that say you have to earn His love, or you have to do the right things, or any shame that you feel or has been spoken over you. Just let the Father take it all away, because it is by His love that we are accepted, not by anything that we do, just by His love. So Father God, we invite You into the space by Your Holy Spirit. Lord, pour Your love out over us. We receive it. We have nothing to bring You. Instead, we just offer You our hearts, Lord, and receive the truth of Your love.
Thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the stream of life, let the pain and the sorrow be washed away. Sorrow be washed away. His deep cries out too deep. His deep cries out too deep. Let's sing it. His deep cries out too deep. We sing, come Lord Jesus, come. Come Lord Jesus, come. Come have your way with us, Lord. Father, come Lord Jesus, come. His deep cries out too deep. His deep cries out too deep. His deep cries out too deep. We sing, come Lord Jesus, come. Hallelujah. Bless yes. you, Heavenly Father. Praise you.
Just as we were singing that, I had this image of Jesus coming alongside of us. And sometimes we invite Jesus to come. But I just had this sense that in asking and inviting him to come, it is not to come just to be alongside of us, but rather for us to, in a sense, get off the throne or the rulership of our lives. And a picture of just that throne representing who's in charge. And that sometimes we may invite Jesus to come while I'm seated and come alongside of me and what I'm doing. But the invitation that we are asking of Jesus to come is for him to come, for us to surrender and to get up off of that rulership place, off the throne, off control, and instead to have him sit in that place and we alongside of him. And so even as we ask him to come, we're asking him to come to have his kingship, his lordship, his rule and reign over our lives. So even if we could just sing that chorus over again and just in that space of just saying, come Lord Jesus, I surrender. Come Lord Jesus, you have your place in my life.
His deep cries out too deep, we sing, come Lord Jesus, come. Come Lord Jesus. His deep cries out too deep. His deep cries out too deep. His deep cries out too deep. We sing.
Ask for a fresh encounter with your presence today. We ask for your grace and your blessing to be poured out upon us. There is nothing that we can do to earn your presence, to earn your manifest presence, God. We know you are here, but we desire a tangible touch from you, Lord, that our hearts would be changed, that our minds would be renewed, that our bodies and our souls would experience healing by your Spirit, God. That we would be unified by your Spirit, Lord. All of these as evidences of an encounter with your presence. So we invite you in, Lord. We trust, God, that you will answer these prayers because you promised that when we seek you with all of our hearts, we will find you. And yes, we already know you, Lord, but there is still so much more of you to know. And we desire to be drawn nearer to you. So have your way, King Jesus. Be enthroned upon our praises today. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
Lord, help us not to forget who you are and all that you've done.
You're working, even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. And even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, 'cause you are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 That is who you are.
Yes, Lord God, you are all of these things and so much more. So we place our faith in you. We believe, God, that you are working all around us. And today, Lord, we ask that you would just give us a little glimpse of what you're doing in our lives and in the lives of those around us. And Lord, may we be encouraged and our faith be strengthened. May hunger arise within our souls as a result. And would your Spirit embolden us to step out and join you in the work that you're doing. Because it is all about you. You provide and you make a way. So Lord, we thank you for who you are. And we look forward to what you have in store for us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated, and as you are seated, the children in kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for Children's Church with Miss Diana.